Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I wanted to talk about diversifying your content. I'm finding a lot of brands are getting very siloed, very binary in their content approach in one of two areas. One is, super stylized type of content, even if that's diversified within itself, or vertical style, UGC, iPhone content. Like there's one camp that's just like one of those is right. Some still love studio assets, especially if they have a creative director. They lean that way, sort of makes sense. And other brands, a lot of founder-driven brands, or a lot of sort of like young target or young driven, meaning the founders or the staff, are looking at vertical style, TikTok ready type videos. So you have those two camps. And the truth is, you need a little bit of both of those in your content. Just to show up on the different platforms, right? Like, if you want to effectively execute and get eyeballs on content on TikTok and YouTube Shorts and Reels, then you need vertical style video content and you need to be using iPhones for that, whether that's done internally through an agency, through influencers or creators, what have you. You also need owned content where you're able to tell people who your brand is, why they should care, what makes you different, and where to find it. Now, if you're doing that, the other camp or the second category is a lot of brands are very specific, like no motion graphics ever, only beautiful photos. Or when we take our content, it's gotta be pristine and beautiful and never sloppy. I think you have to have some flexibility within your brand rules when it comes to micro content on social. Even if these are your brand rules for print ads, your website, like macro rules. In the micro content ecosystem, you have to have some flexibility and be willing to experiment. Now, even if a brand determines, listen, our Instagram feed is only going to be pristine, but maybe I will be flexible elsewhere. I could even buy into that, right? Where maybe you're flexing some cute motion graphics, but only on ads. And so it's not seen in your feed, but it's done on ads. I would caution brands, though, that most people don't see your feed. The feed is not what it used to be. And so it doesn't really matter what your grid, what your mosaic, what your mood board on your feed looks like because no one really consumes it that way. So you should be willing to experiment in all areas, including your feed. But I could get behind a brand, especially a little bit further along in their life cycle with a creative director or a brand manager. If they want to like dig their heels in the sand in certain areas, I think that's okay. But it cannot be across the board. You have to be experimented with all types of assets. And I think, which I've said a million times before on my podcast, the most important asset type are motion graphics. It's the easiest way to use text, typography, to showcase your packaging in a compelling way. A 2D, a 3D asset that spins around and then zooms in and focuses on your label, on your benefits, on your flavor, on whatever it might be. Motion graphics are mission critical. I think a lot of brands are leaving that golf club in the bag. Huge mistake, something brands need to change. And then illustration and graphic design. Like so many brands that we work with at Circle Media focus on branding. Many brands we meet that are sub 10 million in revenue have done rebrands two, three times, focusing on their packaging and their target persona and their, approach and their Pantones. If you do that, then you should illustrate those benefits, bring your branding and packaging to life through micro content, be it through motion or still graphics and illustration. So again, you get another crack of the apple for people to another bite at the apple for people to understand what your brand looks like. And you get to story tell a little bit about why you exist in this world. Illustration, elaborate graphic design that tells a little bit more of your story goes a long way, and that should be a part of your mix too. Whether that's in your feed, which it should be, or elsewhere, you just have to have an appetite for experimentation. Go outside of your comfort zone, and remember, not everything you like is necessarily what a consumer will like. Right? You are often not the target consumer. And even if you are, most brands we work with are trying to expand and be more universal. So as you go into other concentric circles and expand your ecosystem and target different people, you have to be deploying different types of assets as part of that plan. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.